So I'm done registering.
Perfect.
Do me a quick favor and read through, make sure you don't have any of those symptoms.
I don't.
Alicia Valdez is in the parking lot of the Thousand Oaks Elks Lodge. An improvised field lab has been set up here. People are coming for free COVID-19 antibody testing.
I think it's just so I know if I've had COVID, just to be aware that I wouldn't have symptoms. I do work at an elementary school, so it's really important for me to know if I would be showing symptoms if I was exposed.
The test isn't one of the commonly used ones, which tells you if you currently have the virus. It tells you if you've ever had it. The project is not only for the benefit of those being tested, it's part of what's been called a one-of-a-kind study in the nation to assess the prevalence of COVID-19 in Ventura County.
The goal is to learn more about the disease, learn about the true prevalence in Ventura County, including how many people were asymptomatic, to learn about highly exposed and highly vulnerable groups. All of this so that we can craft policy which enables us to open the economy as quickly and as safely as possible.
Matthew Phenop is executive director of California Lutheran University Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. SURF is one of the many partners in the ambitious project.
It was very natural for SURF to jump in. We have expertise in data and analytics. We could bring those skills to bear on the academic portion of the study, actually analyzing the results and then preparing those results for academic publication.
The project started with the Oxnard Fire Department developing a testing program for first responders in Ventura County. They developed a scan code to track test results. Other partners saw this as an opportunity to not only do testing, but to gather demographic information to assess the scope of the pandemic in the county.
You scan a QR code, there's an intake survey where you provide demographic information about yourself. You take the test, and then in order to get your results 24 hours later, you must fill out a broader survey online. And we're collecting information about household size, income, industry, and occupation. You know, again, data that no other antibody study collects so that we can really study what are the determinants of the spread of COVID in Ventura County.
Since May, researchers from Cal Lutheran, UCLA, UC Irvine, and an organization called 11 Health have been working with the Ventura County Healthcare Agency, the Oxnard Fire Department, the Ventura Fire Department, and St. John's Hospital. More than 13,000 people have been tested. There's a big push this month with free tests available at a number of spots in Ventura County. Phenop says that demographic information can be a goldmine for policymakers trying to shape a response to the crisis.
Ventura County experienced an unprecedented decline in economic activity in March. The costs of the pandemic and the resulting government shutdowns are not broadly distributed. There's narrow segments of our communities suffering most of the costs. And so I really do feel a sense of urgency to equip policymakers with the information they need to open the economy back up, get people back to work, get children back in schools. And so this is definitely a part of that.
People getting tested say it's not only good to know if they've had the virus, but to be able to help with the research. John Betancourt of Newbury Park just got tested.
I thought I didn't do it before, so I figured I'm around my grandkids, whatnot. I figured, you know, let me do the good thing. Even though I don't feel the symptoms and everything, it doesn't hurt to do the test. And this was a blood drawn, which was very easy.
After doing her paperwork, Alicia Valdez sits down to give her blood sample.
You okay?
Yeah. I don't like needles.
Me either. So you're all done. In 2 to 3 days, you're going to receive that email. Just follow the link and put the barcode,
okay,
your last name, fill out that quick survey, and you'll get your results.
What was it like?
Not bad. I'm, like I said, I'm actually afraid of needles, but it wasn't bad at all. Yeah, we're good.
The antibody testing is taking place at a number of sites in Ventura County from now through November 20th. You can find a link to the sites on our website, kclu.org. Again, it's free and no appointment is necessary. Test results are available in 24 to 48 hours online or by smartphone. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.